here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 3rd of April, 2009. It's the birthday of one of the longest-running newspaper columnists ever, a man who loved San Francisco, who said, "Isn't it nice that people who prefer Los Angeles to San Francisco live there?" Herb Kane, born in Sacramento in 1916, started writing his column for the San Francisco Chronicle in 1938 and went on until he died in 1997. Herb Kane, who coined the term beatnik in a column in 1958 and also made popular the word hippie in the 60s. He also coined the term Baghdad by the Bay, referring to San Francisco. Herb Kane, who said martinis are like breasts. One isn't enough and three is too many. It was on this day in 1948 President Harry Truman signed into law the European Recovery Program, also known as the Marshall Plan, which allocated more than $5 billion in aid to help revitalize the economies of European countries after World War II, which eventually grew to be about $13 billion. Europe was on the verge of economic collapse after the war. Cities destroyed, factories shut down. The winter of 1947 was one of the coldest on record. Many Europeans unemployed, homeless, freezing to death. It was a small group of American strategists and diplomats who came up with the idea for the program, a huge infusion of cash to keep Europe from descending into chaos. And they turned to Secretary of State George Marshall, who was a war hero, public figure, hoping that he would sell the plan to the public. He bought the idea, became the spokesperson, announced it at Harvard's commencement ceremony, June 1947, went on a countrywide tour promoting the plan and lent his name to it as well. Winston Churchill later said the Marshall Plan was the most unsordid act in history. And it's the birthday of Washington Irving, born New York City, 1783, who gave us the stories The Legend of Sleepy Hollow and Rip Van Winkle. He was the one who invented the name Gotham for New York City, and the word Knickerbocker for any New Yorker descended from the original Dutch settlers, from which the New York Knicks take their name. Here's a poem for today by Elizabeth Thomas, Lies My Mother Told Me. If you keep eating raw spaghetti, you'll get pinworms. Then I'll have to make a necklace of garlic for you to wear each night while you sleep until they go away. If you're mean to your younger brother, I'll know because I have a special eye that spies on you when I'm not home. You cannot hide from it, so don't try. If you touch your down there any time other than when using the toilet, your hand will turn green and fall off. If you keep crossing your eyes, they will stay that way until the wind changes direction. It is bad luck to kill a moth. Moths are the souls of our ancestors, and it just might be Papa paying a visit. If you kiss a boy on the mouth, your lips will stick together, and he'll use the opportunity to suck out your brains. If you ever lie to me, God will know and rat you out. And sometimes God exaggerates. Trust me, you don't want that to happen. A poem by Elizabeth Thomas entitled Lies My Mother Told Me, from her collection entitled From the Front of the Classroom, published by Antrim House and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Boehm and produced by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.